Hitting the Beat. 60 minutes of Kiwi music, old and new, music news, feature albums, and more. Every Sunday at 6 with me, Chris, on the beach. 99.4 FM.
This is Adita of Dandy Discs, and I've got 60 minutes with you.
I hope you'll use it wisely.
Yes, siree. We'll be spinning the latest tracks from the world of wax.
Good evening, Waiheke. This is Counting the Beat. I'm Chris, and I'm taking you through until 7 o'clock this evening. Well, by now you'll probably know the winners of the 2007 New Zealand Music Awards, the TUIs, and of course big congratulations to the Mint Chicks, who started off our show tonight, who picked up the awards for Best Group, Best Album, and Best Rock Album. Of course, it was us here on the beach who named the Mint Chicks Best Group last year in the Alternatives, our very own award ceremony, and we're at part two of that, the Alternatives 2007 tonight. But it's great that the rest of the music industry is paying attention to what we say, and a big congratulations to the Mint Chicks.
Hi, this is Ruben Nielsen from the Mint Chicks, and you're listening to Counting the Beat.
Now, the mainstream awards are out of the way. It's time for the fame and the glory, the triumph and the tears that mark the accolades that really count. Proudly brought to you by Counting the Beat and the Beach, this is the Alternatives 2007. Launched in 2006, the Alternatives differ from other awards in a couple of ways, really. Firstly, they're a way of recognising great New Zealand artists and songs that aren't getting the recognition they deserve. They're not getting the airplay, they're not getting the critical acclaim or the commercial acclaim. The second difference is that there's really no pretense of democracy or objectivity in this show. People get awards because we like what they do. Any dispute with the judge's decision will be treated with utter disdain. So, with no further ado, let's get on to the awards. Now, first award up is Single of the Year. It's been a tough choice this year because lots of bands have put out some really cracking songs, or that fit all of the criteria of a really good single. About 3 minutes long, catchy as hell, and most importantly, if you put them on the jukebox of the pub, they'd make you feel like jumping. Some of the contenders were Surf City with Heading Inside, The Situations with Hey Sister, and Pine with Hosanna. All of those songs you should check out and buy. And there were others as well, groups putting out really, really good tracks. But at the end of the day, there can only be one winner. You'll see we're not afraid of cliches around here. The Alternatives for the single of the year goes to Collapsing Cities off a great little self-titled EP. Any one of the six songs on there actually could have taken this out. And in the end, No Plan was the song that came through, and I think really it was the Wii-U's that clinched it in the end. Take a listen. Collapsing Cities with No Plans, kicking off the Alternatives 2007. These are the awards given out by The Beach to the artists and the songs that we really, really like. And, yeah, you know, there's nothing more to it than that, really. But they're all well-deserved. Now we're on to the next category. And we're going to take a look at Best Female Artist here. Now, last year there were a whole slew of really, really good albums by women who had solo singer-songwriter types. There was Flip Grater, there was Reb Fountain, and Miriam Clancy were three that come to mind. All really good. And this year, not quite so many, but there are a couple who have really stood out. We're very, very fond of the Teacups, a teenage trio from Auckland. But sometimes they're a little more enthusiastic than accomplished, you could say. But still one to watch, and I think they'll go far. An outfit, however, that are on top of their craft is Ragamuffin Children. Now, these are two women from Christchurch who've put out a lovely album of kind of folky acoustic tunes entitled Werecat Lullabies. So Ragamuffin Children take out Alternatui for Best Female Artist of 2007. And from that album, Werecat Lullabies, this track is called No More.
To show through, hey. belonging anywhere.
Listening to Counting the Beats.
Yes, this is Counting the Beat, Counting the Beat Alternatui's 2007. Ragamuffin Children there taking out Best Female Act Alternatui of 2007. Now we're up to the Best Male Solo Artist. Now who's your favourite one-man band multi-instrumentalist psych noise outfit? Well, ours is Pumice, which is the pseudonym of Stefan Neville. And with his latest album, Pebbles, Stefan has produced probably his most accessible work to date. He's out there with outfits like the Dead Sea and Black Boned Angel making this kind of avant-garde noise. But this one is much more, the songs are shorter, and like I say, just much more accessible. The album's also won considerable international acclaim, with one critic even declaring it amongst his albums of the decade. Now, you can also check out a great little online comic to accompany the album. The best way to find out about that is to go to Pumice's MySpace site, which is www.myspace.com/pumarse. From the album Pebbles, here is Pumice with Northland.
Thank you.
That's Northland from Pumice, and remember, he plays all of that himself, Stephen Neville. And when you see him live, he plays it all himself as well. It's quite a show to see, I tell you. I've seen him do this crazy thing with this kind of pedal-powered organ, playing the guitar, and there's kind of tube stuck in his mouth to play some kind of wind instrument at the same time. Quite a sight to see. But that's a great album, actually, Pebbles from Pumice, taking out Alternatui for Best Male Solo Act of 2007. Now we're on to Best Rock Album, and it took me a long time, or it took us a long time to figure out who to award this Alternatui to. There's been some great rock stuff come out, of course. Probably if it was an award for Best Rock Single, that would have to go to the HDU Die 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 split single of Supermodel and Blue Skies. That's really, really ferocious. But we're looking at Best Rock Album here, and there's been a lot of really good stuff, as I said before when I was talking about Single of the Year, in that kind of, pop, punk, disco, kind of 80s influenced kind of sound, and people putting out really, really good tunes. But we wanted to get something that was a little bit crunchier than that, and a little bit more full on. So the award is going to the Demihors for their album Volume 1. Now, the Demihors are fronted by Ed Gaines. He's a prolific artist who exhibits a real DIY spirit. He home records and self-releases his albums. He's put out more than half a dozen. And to be honest, much of his back catalogue could probably do with some prudent editing. But this self-titled band collection is great. Like I say, it's got that crunchy guitar sound, and it's got a real rock and roll as the devil's music attitude. But the main thing is that the songs are good. There's a lot more going on than you pick up on the first listen. Now, we're going to take a listen in a moment to Coffin Car, which is probably the album's catchiest tune. It's a bit of a toe-tapper, actually, with a sing-along chorus, but if you listen to the lyrics carefully, you'll realise it's about a driver of a crashed car watching his friends die all around him as he's driven drunk off the road. Now, we also recommend that you check out an acoustic set that the Demihors recorded for national radio if you go to their website, www.nzradio.co.nz, and navigate your way through there to some live music. You'll find the Demihors set, and they're performing a lot of the albums from this album, the Demihors Volume 1. And the songs translate quite well in an acoustic interpretation, which I think is a real test of songcraft, you know, if they can be delivered in more than one way. So here we are. This is Coffin Car from the Counting the Beat Alternatui Rock Album of 2007.
I'm anyone can tell me how that heavy metal's done without losing your voice for life, I'd be fascinated to know. I think it's a medical miracle.
There we go, Helen Clark giving her opinion on the whole thing. That was Coffin Car from the Demi Hors Alternative Rock Album of the Year. I think, really, when it comes down to it, I'm just a sucker for a song that has the 1, 2, 3, 4 in it. I love those rock cliches. You know, you can't have too much of a good thing, really. All right, where are we up to in this juggernaut of award giving? Ah, we're up to a little honourable mention, actually. I wanted to mention this band from Waiheke, which is, of course, where we're broadcasting from. Honourable mention to Clench, who are now sadly defunct. Now, over recent months, this foot-to-the-floor, down-and-dirty rock and roll outfit has brought a breath of fresh air to the Waiheke live scene, for so long dominated by solo bluesmen. They will be missed, and we can take a listen. It's a bit of a rough recording, this one, and in fact, I don't even know the name of the song, but nevertheless, we'll give it a go. This is Clench. Cheers, guys. Check out what's happening on the beach. waihekiradio.blogspot.com. You're on Counting the Beat, bringing you the Alternativies 2007, our very own award series for the very best of New Zealand music over the past 12 months. We're taking a look now at the breakthrough act of the year. Now, the question has to be asked, is 2007 the year that roots music broke? A number of very promising new folk acts such as the Teacups, Needles and Bees and Bearcat have emerged in the last 12 months. And the roots revival isn't only in folk, it also encompasses country and blues influences. Earlier this year, I was lucky enough to catch a live performance by a six-piece outfit featuring pedal steel and fiddle, going by the unlikely name of the Vietnam War. And they somehow meld hokiness with a kind of 2000s indie sensibility. And that night, admittedly a little bit drunk, I declared them my new favourite band. And that still stands, I think. the Vietnam War win the Alternatui for Breakthrough Act of the Year. Here's a great song from them called City Lights. Vietnam War with City Lights. That's the Alternatui for Breakthrough Act of 2007. Now we turn our attention to instrumentals. We did hear an instrumental before from Pumice, who picked up Best Male Solo Act Alternatui, and much of that album Pebbles is instrumental, but not completely. One act who do focus completely on instrumentals, and I'm very fond of indeed, are in Emerald City, who apparently reputedly have a fantastic live show. They've only put out two songs on the recorded form, and we're going to take a listen to one of them here. Taking up Alternatui for Best Instrumental of 2007, here are An Emerald City with 1,000 Stars at Night. Well, Ternatui for Instrumental of the Year there. A Thousand Stars at Night from an Emerald City. Well, we're almost at the end of the awards. Now, the final act is actually taking out two awards, both Album of the Year and Band of the Year. Now, the Whipping Cats have been a revelation in the past year. They put out a faultless four-track EP, a cracking album, and they have a hugely energetic live show. They draw on the blues, but given their age, it's hard to tell really whether their influences are early Stones or the White Stripes. They're a three-piece playing drums, guitar and harmonica, with organ augmenting the sound on the recent album as well. Now that four-track EP, The Gruesome Numbers, is a great starting point for anyone wanting to hear this band, but the album, The Last Ditch Dance, really delivers the goods. It has some songs with the immediacy and the pace of the EP, like the one we're going to hear, Lightning Savage Children, but there's also a broader range of tracks on there that reveal their appeal with repeated listens. You should keep your eye on these guys. They well deserve their two Alternatives, but remember, when they win Best Band at the Twoies, that it was us who championed them first. Here they are, Lightning Savage Children, from this year's Alternatui Album of the Year and Band of the Year winner, The Whipping Cats. Well, congratulations to all of the artists who have picked up awards. While Alternatui doesn't come with cash or prizes, it really is a true indication that we value and appreciate the music that those acts are creating. So a big thank you from all of us here at Counting the Beat and The Beach. That's the Alternatui's 2007.
There's truly been something for everyone tonight, all the way from classical and Te Reo inspired to harmony and heavy metal.